Good afternoon. It's 11 degrees and mostly cloudy at 3 o'clock. From the QNET newsroom, I'm Scott Gardner. A truck trailer rolled over at about 7 a.m. this morning, resulting in a road closure between Belmont Township 6th Line and Belmont Township 3rd Line. That roadway is still closed. The collision on Dundas Street between Flindall Street and RCAF Road in Trenton has been cleared, and the roadway is now open. Loyalist College is hosting an awards ceremony this Thursday in the dining hall. 286 students will receive awards for their academic achievement. Joanne Farrell, who is part of the awards committee, thinks it's great to watch all the students receive their awards.
It's great because they've, a lot of them are struggling to make it through financially, and with that added financial assistance that they're given, just gives them a bit of a break, and it's great.
The ceremony will start at 7 p.m. 313 awards will be giving out to students. Ottawa police say their investigation into a report of Halloween candy tampering was unfounded. They said a family told them one of their children had been pricked by a needle after biting into a chocolate bar. Investigators had said the wrapper did not appear to have been tampered with and had warned parents to inspect all of their children's candy before eating it. The service has tweeted an update saying their investigation has determined there was no tampering with candy by a stranger. Sudbury News, Ontario Provincial Police have laid bribery charges under the Election Act against two provincial Liberals. Pat Sorbara is charged with two counts of bribery under the Act, and Jerry Loughheed is a Liberal operative in Sudbury, Ontario, faces one count of the same charge. Both are to appear in court in Sudbury on November 21st. Ontario Provincial Police Commissioner Vince Hawkes says in a statement that it was a complex and unprecedented investigation for the OPP Anti-Rackets Branch. The charges, which stem from allegations Sorbara and Loughheed offered a Ward B candidate a job or appointment to get him to step aside in 2015 by-election in Sudbury, come in the midst of two new ongoing by-election campaigns in Ottawa and Niagara. Economic news, the federal Liberal government will update the country's autumn economic picture today. Infrastructure Minister Amjit Soi is hoping there'll be a mention of a plan for a so-called infrastructure bank to prop up spending on community projects.
In order to make sure that we're tapping into all the resources of municipalities, the resources of provinces, as well as the resources of the private sector. We want to leverage all those available resources to do more, to build more infrastructure.
International news, the city of Mosul is the second largest in Iraq, and for the first time in 2 years, Iraqi troops are inside. Iraqi special forces have pushed into the outskirts of Mosul in the face of fierce resistance by Islamic State group fighters who hold the city. Reporter Brian Rohan says the advance could be the start of a grueling operation for the troops, who will be forced to engage in house-to-house fighting in urban areas.
It's a very large city. They're about 8 miles or so from the center of the city, and there's a whole other side across the river, and these are all very much more built up than what it has seemed so far. So there could be a very long fight ahead, as the more urban areas offer many more opportunities for the ISIS fighters to hide.
That's QNET News on 91X to 303, now for sports. Game 6 of the World Series is set for Cleveland tonight after the Cubs stayed alive with a win in Game 5. Chicago outfielder Jason Heyward says the Cubs know they face elimination again tonight.
Got to win to keep playing. We got to win to get to Game 7, but we got to take it one at a time, one pitch at a time. But that's all we can do is have fun, compete, and go out there and try and earn another game.
The next dugout over, the Cleveland Indians hope to wrap up their first World Series title since 1948. Indians right fielder Brandon Guyer says it's good to be going back to Progressive Field.
It'll be electric. I mean, the playoff atmospheres there have been unbelievable. I think it'll just take it to another level, knowing that we have the chance to clinch at home. Fans are going to be crazy. We look forward to playing in front of them.
The Loyalist Lancers men's basketball will take on Fleming College on the road this Thursday night. The men's and women's volleyball teams also board the bus this week to play Algonquin College on Friday and the site the following Saturday afternoon. The Wellington Dukes host the Aurora Tigers Friday night at 7:30 p.m. The NHL is back after a night off with a dozen games on the docket for tonight. The Toronto Maple Leafs will defend home ice against Connor McDavid and the Edmonton Oilers at 7:30, and Ottawa's Craig Anderson will have a tough act to follow coming off his 37-save shutout last game against the Oilers. He is expected to be between the pipes again tonight against Carolina. Send us your team or league scores via email at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. It's currently 11 degrees and mostly cloudy in Belleville. Temperatures holding steady at this 11 degrees tonight with a slight chance of rain moving forward at 3:05. This has been QNET News on air at 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Scott Gardner. News at 91X next at 4 p.m.